This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal.
One of the topics that will surely come up in Alexander Acosta's confirmation hearings, he is, remember, the new nominee to be Secretary of Labor, is minimum wage. The conventional wisdom for a lot of Republicans is that minimum wage increases are bad for business. In California, though, where the minimum wage has been rising for more than 2 years now, there is a fast food CEO who thinks the change has been great for his business. And as Sam Harnett reports from KQED, he says he has got the data to back it up.
CEO Bill Phelps says his thoughts on minimum wage have evolved. In 1994, Phelps co-founded Wetzel's Pretzels, which has almost 100 outlets in California.
Like most business people, I was concerned about it a couple of years ago when California started raising the minimum wage.
That was back in 2014. Phelps worried increasing wages for his employees would cut into profits, and that if he raised prices to compensate, fewer people would come eat and sales would drop. But something else happened entirely.
I was shocked. I was stunned by the business.
Sales at his California stores immediately shot up. The same exact thing happened in 2016. A wage increase by the state led to a bump in business. Now, Phelps is convinced.
The increases in the minimum wage have been good for my business, and the data would support what I've said.
Phelps says you can see why at the Wetzel's Pretzels franchise in Concord's Sun Valley Mall. The mixer here bangs dough all day long to keep up with demand. Business has been good, says franchise owner Mike Jacobs. More people are coming in, and they're buying more.
My overall sales were something like 15% ahead for after the first minimum wage bump, and now they're about 12% ahead this year. It isn't because I'm such a great manager, a smart guy, but the buying public has more money in their pocket.
Now, this could all be coincidence. Maybe California's economy happened to jump at the same exact times the state raised minimum wages. Maybe the franchise owners all started doing something to bump sales. Most Wetzel's locations are in malls, where there are lots of low-wage workers around. No economist has pored over the company's data. UC Berkeley economist David Card says many of his colleagues have long suspected rising minimum wages could increase fast food sales. But no one could prove it, because American companies rarely give out information like the Wetzel's Pretzels sales data.
This fills a gap, and there's been a lot of speculation. No one's been able to figure out how to obtain the data.
Card says this is a big problem when it comes to the minimum wage debate. We don't have good data to understand the whole picture. Even so, Card says, some economists continue to say rising minimum wages are bad for the fast food business.
Yes, sir. Welcome to Wetzel's Pretzels.
At the mall in Concord, store owner Mike Jacobs doesn't need an economics case study to know he's been doing well.
You know, by my looking at it, the minimum wage increase has just been a godsend. My income this year will be double what it was in 2013.
And he's already putting that money back into the economy.
I've been buying more expensive guitars, so, you know.
Jacob says everybody's a winner. His employees get a raise, CEO gets big numbers, his customers can buy more pretzels, and he can buy more guitars. In Concord, California, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.